الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected حفاظ elders and brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We begin with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the introductory ayah that I had recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that khudh min amwalihim, take alms from their wealth, take sadaqah from their wealth, take wealth in order to purify them and in order to sanctify them. This is the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of in the Quran with regard to the wealth. Now, although the payment of zakah and lillah is not confined to the month of Ramadan, many Muslims feel and many Muslims discharge their zakah in this month for two reasons. One is that it is easier to determine the end of a lunar year by discharging one's zakah in an Islamic month, or more so in the month of Ramadan, or in the month of Sha'ban, whatever it is. A person knows, for example, on the 10th of the Islamic month, every year I have to take out my zakah. Nevertheless, the other reason is, me and you know that a fard act which is executed in the month of Ramadan, a minimum reward of 70-fold. The minimum 70-fold. Now, respected elders and friends, in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. That Allah has purchased. Amazing. Look at the words that Allah used. Allah has made a transaction with me and you. Allah has made a transaction with me and you. Allah says that Allah has purchased from the believers their wealth and their properties in exchange for Jannah. SubhanAllah. What an amazing... Just sit for 2 seconds and give thought to this transaction. And let it just permeate into the deepest recesses of your heart. And think of the wording of this transaction. That Allah says, listen, I've made a deal with you. I've purchased your wealth. And I've purchased your life. And what I'm going to do in exchange for that purchase, I'm giving you Jannah. Allah. My respected elders, friends, the real owner of the wealth that me and you possess is Allah. The real owner of our lives and our wealth is Allah. Now me and you, we hold this wealth in trust. Basically, we hold this wealth in trust. So Islam demands the right to private property, but it does not consider it to be an absolute and unconditional right. We know in capitalism, money is earned for personal satisfaction. Capitalism is all about personal satisfaction. I, me. I need to buy. I need to have the latest. That is capitalism. In socialism, money is earned for the equal welfare of the working class. In Islam, money is earned and spent for falah. The Quran uses the word falah. And falah in both the worlds. Money is earned and spent for success in both the worlds. That is the three differences between capitalism, socialism and in Islam. Money is used to fulfill the needs in this world and to attain salvation in the year after through spending some of that Allah-given wealth in charity. And Islam regards the interest of society above the interest of an individual. Islam regards the interest of the community. Wherever the community is going to benefit, that is what Islam recognizes
over the interest of an individual. Therefore, money should not be hoarded in the detriment of society. And in order to ensure a constant distribution of wealth in society, Islam has encouraged long-term distribution of wealth. It has prescribed laws of Islamic inheritance, which stands for the distribution of inherited wealth among the number of persons based on the widest margin of relationship. So beautiful is Islam's laws pertaining to the distribution of wealth. Now we get two types of charities. One is that which is zakah. And that, alhamdulillah, we know it is something which is compulsory. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ Allah says that zakat is obligatory on all Muslims, and in their wealth is a recognized right for the different categories of people that Allah has stipulated in the Quran. Now the objective of zakat is, number one, purification. The objective, the very word zakah means, zakah yuzakki means to purify. So when a person gives zakat, he is purifying his wealth. The Nabi of Allah was said that take, O Muhammad, from their wealth a charity by which you purify. Purification can take place in the following manner. Zakah washes away sins and the impurities in the same way that water washes away dirt. So whatever discrepancies, whatever shortcomings there was in your wealth, inshallah, zakah is a means of purifying it. It is a purification of the wealth. That is why it is mentioned in the sayings that zakah carries the dirt, the awsakh of people. It is a purification of the heart, Allahu Akbar. It engenders love for the poor. When a person gives zakah, he is creating a love for the poor in his heart, and he purifies his heart from the spiritual remedies of stinginess, of greed, of selfishness, of hoarding, etc. So there are various means of purification that a person undergoes when a person pays his or her zakah. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enunciates this concept very beautifully, that when a slave of Allah pays his zakah, the Nabi of Allah said, when a slave of Allah pays his or her zakah, the angels make dua for him in the following words. In fact, the ulama have written not only zakah, any form of charity. They say, O Allah, grant abundance to him who spends in your cause. Grant abundance to him who spends in your cause. And then they make the following dua. And O Allah, destroy him who does not spend and restricts to himself his wealth. And we know the angels are ma'asum. Their duas are accepted. Allahu Akbar. So in Islam, we are taught. And wallah, we've seen it with our own eyes. And perhaps you will also relate to it. And my elders who are sitting here will also relate to it. That in the past, our elders used to give from the little that they had. Their tables were full. Their businesses, the first thing they came in the morning, was they put that few rands in the tin for the masjid. That was a habit. That was no compromise in that. Even before the first transaction took place, the first monies had to go in for the masjid and the madrasa. And then what happened in their lives? Allah gave them barakah. Allah gave them immense barakah. Because mine and your belief is what my Nabi has said, anfik yunfik alaik. We believe in that spend and Allah will spend on you. That is mine and your belief. Nevertheless, moving on, my time is short, I got a few things still to say. That zakah is never intermingled with any amount of wealth without destroying it and rotting it. If zakat is not paid on wealth, it will attract disaster, it will attract ruin, failure. Whenever any amount of wealth is destroyed in the land and sea, it could be because zakat was not paid on it. Allah. And then the second form of charity that we get, my respected elders and friends, is we know that zakah cannot be used to maintain a masjid or to support the scholars, etc., to pay the wages of the laborer, etc. And that is where the aspect of our lillah comes in. And it is such an amazing thing, my respected elders and friends, that we spend, let us think for a moment and say, that where is the first avenue that I'm going to spend my money on? And where better than to spend your money in your own community, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, friends, this is your masjid. Wherever you might be living, might you not from Emirensha, wherever you are thinking this way, that this is my masjid. This is my house. It's the house of Allah. I frequent this house. I benefit from this house. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's just that people Allah use that are kept in charge to ensure the smooth running of it. But at the end of the day, it's the house of Allah. And where better than my lillah being spent in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where every act of good that takes place will multiply for me in reward, inshallah. Every Quran that is read, every salah that is read, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the benefit of it. I'll just give you one, two amazing benefits of it, that giving something, what is lillah? What is it that I'm giving? I'm giving something to somebody without seeking a substitute in reward, without seeking anything else in reward. And here, who am I giving? I'm giving my Allah. I'm giving nobody else. I'm giving my Allah. The Nabi of Allah said that the believers, shade on the day of resurrection will be his charity. So how much of shade you want is how much of charity you give. That is dependent on you. Depending on the amount of shade you want, that is the amount of charity you give. The Nabi of Allah said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. And also he mentioned that Allah will give him and save him, and Allah will make him sufficient. So my respected elders and friends, again we make a humble appeal that Allah has blessed us with so much, despite the challenges that we had in the past few 18 months or 16 months, whatever it is. Our first commitment is to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not think that things are happening and it's working and everything is getting on and the lights and water is being paid and this is being paid. No. What contribution have I made towards that? And alhamdulillah, now we even have a facility whereby we know that many people don't carry cash with them. So we have a card facility. And even more better than a card facility, it is there, use it. Even better than that is a debit order facility. Make a pledge to Allah that, oh Allah, you have given me the opportunity of earning 30, 40, 50,000 rand a month, whatever it is. Oh Allah, 10%, 5%, whatever it is, 2%, oh Allah, first is for you. Allah says, no problem, 98% is yours. That is why somebody so beautifully mentioned that when you give zakah, you give 2.5%. You give 2.5%. 2.5% to you, but 100% to the person who's receiving. Must remember that. You don't return to the masjid, but look what you're getting in return. Inshallah, we all will try. Inshallah. You think we can hit a bar today? Why not? Inshallah. Those brothers who are interested in the i'tikaf, inshallah, to kindly submit your names. Arrangements are being made, inshallah. And only those brothers who are willing to sit for the full 10 days, for the full sunnah i'tikaf, should try to give their names. Because of the circumstances, inshallah, limited numbers will be allowed. So humble request for the brothers to forward their names as soon as possible, inshallah. Wa akhir.
محمد الرسول.
الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعاله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاضٍ به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون قام الله وتعالى الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد واله الف الف مره ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وانت ارحم الراحمين اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين